This is a Vuma 103 podcast.
The Forum on a Wednesday, and always good to see you, Ndabeni. Thanks for taking the time to come and chat to us as usual.
It's a pleasure for me to be in the midst of greatness. I always say to you, I worship a woman. And for me to be in the midst of women, I feel like I'm in the womb, formless, just a spirit floating in the ambient membrane. It's such a beautiful feeling. You've got to dig deep inside yourself and decode your mind to get there. But it works if you've got a good intention, the amount of energy that you put into the action. So today, Vanessa Mara, we're talking about neediness in relationships, of all things.
It seems like we've talked about Machiavellians, we've talked about enmeshment. Here we are, we're using just simple English, neediness. It hardly begs for explanation, but I'm sure you're going to give us one.
Definitely, yes, Vanessa, because I want to go deep, just a little deep, and make our wonderful progressive listeners understand. Vanessa, I don't know whether it's going to be selfish of me to restrict this a little bit into our black communities where my eyes are wide open.
If you think that's only fair, yes.
Yes. Our black community has different challenges emotionally, psychologically, and socially, as opposed to other fellow races around us.
Based on our history, yeah.
Based on our history, of course. Let's look at vertical stress. For a black community, vertical stress brings in a whole lot of things. Great, 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 great grandfather, grandma, grandfather, uncle, or daps, or rakhadi, and all these wonderful people. They bring Vanessa something that comes from them, either DNA-wise, spiritually and emotionally. And in neediness, we escape it because it has a cultural inclination in it. Question is, what is actually neediness in relationships? Vanessa, we're talking about an insatiable need for affirmation, validation, reassurance from others. But if you go now deeper, 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 it's all melange of locus of control, external, self-limiting beliefs, lack of self-worth, poor self-esteem, and very pathetic self-image that you project and portray in society. Of course, you can rein in the shadow effect into it, your darkness, the internal darkness that you hardly go to scoop in order to self-realize.
All right, before you continue, because I can see you've got another point for us, I want us to clarify the point you've already made, because I heard melange and I heard all sorts of things. Tell us ikhaze.
A cocktail.
Sees when I pack it in, get seen to sample in the lanje, or ikhaza ngayo, ngoba it's a beautiful way, but I know you can also make it as melodic
in Zulu. Begwe intro ukuthi bese ngiyihlisa ngibeka kulimi lwethu ukuthi izinto ngaphakathi kwena ezivene zifune ngathi ungakontrola ngoba uyasaba ukuthi ungabi in control of what is happening in the relationship. Udemand haye cabanga hayi ukuthi uncenke noma ufuna, udemand ukuthandwa, udemand ukunconywa, udemand ukukhunjuziswa ukuthi uyathandwa, nokufuna ukuthi umuntu, if possible, enze intando yakho. Bese kuba khona something when I say interesting enough, I was surprised that of all people, me and you have never handled self-limiting beliefs in relationships. Mm. Yes. Kukhona into esingaze sise, so explore next week with what are the limiting beliefs in relationships. Nayo-ke neediness is part of the limiting belief in a relationship. Iyashayana, Vanessa, lento yenza ukuthi ube angry, ube resentful, uze ugcine ungasamthembi upartner wakho, kodwa ingekho into e-wrong. Uhlala umaccuser for cheating, ube suspicious. Ila kuvela khona lento yokuthi uhleli nobani, wenzani, awungivideo call. It's such a turn off, Vanessa, to an extent that most relationships are gurgling on their deathbed because of neediness.
I need to step in and say we're not going to like this one this week, because I think some of the other topics have allowed us to kind of have I knew I was right and the other person was wrong. This time we've got to really look at ourselves and say, hey, I think I might be, projecting some neediness.
Exactly.
And I think maybe a lot of people do have that as part of their makeup. So this topic, Namhlanje, I'm a little bit scared of. I'm scared I'm going to be defensive. So
Vanessa,
because it's so close to home for a lot of people.
Don't bother, my dear.
Don't bother.
Zolo. Wait a minute. Is Ndabe needy too?
Yeah.
Listen to the lie.
Yeah.
You worried about you.
No.
Because you can't trust your wife, your partner, your loved one.
I'm worried about what you might be doing. Would probably be more honest.
In fact, the honest cliche is, I don't trust what you are doing without my presence in the space. For instance, did you know that abantu besifazana abantu besilisa somehow there's a written psychological agreement emqondweni abantu on the right brain abathanda ubuntu besifazana emajabulile uma uke wa display i happiness.
I'm going home, sesiqedile, bye bye. I always say
uma uke wa display injabulo umuntu wesifazana ethi kwesikhathi umuntu ophaphayo mina ubuya ngicike ngani na ufuna uphile under i micromanagement. And mukwa pucho kwa micromanagement is a totally criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Dear listener, oh wonderful Vuma FM listener, did you know what to controller, no manipulator could be an indication uto opata umtandi? We am abuser and we am user for a presence I can be.
I think Zama is going to be taking over the show now because I did say that I'm so scared of this topic today. Okay. Let's take it one step back once again, Nabe. I wish this was not happening right now, but it's a lot. Because, look, what you're saying obviously is hitting home in looking at my lifetime history. That part that you've said about the umuntu wesilisa is not always happy to see his partner or other half in a joyful state that doesn't include him or involve
definitely,
him.
Yeah.
Is that part of they? Because we can always identify umuntu wesifazane in need. It's like we are kind of, because we talked about this maternal neediness that we always have.
Mm.
So it's always easy to say, oh, because I'm a needy girl. But for a guy, is that how they portray their neediness by being, you know, that cold, or to, you know, why is it that you're happy and I'm not? Is that they want to be a part of? Is that the way?
In fact, we feel abantu besilisa generally, abantu besifazane, uma u demonstrate a meaning into your life and to display or express happiness,
self actualization,
they will feel we are papa ucabanguthi ungcono vele umthetho wakho nje buka nje ngoba awum acknowledge ngisho ukum acknowledge. For instance, I have an experience of a couple okwathi usisi enze a very big achievement. A boyfriend. Nefike stage wabonga ubaba wakhe, wabonga uma wakhe, wabonga i team ayikade sebenza nayo. Then wakhohlwa i-boyfriend. Eno 8 weeks ifikile empilweni yakhe. I-boyfriend yamduba, yathatha uba yahamba ngoba engazange i-acknowledge. And of course, they did not last. So, Vanessa, even nabantu besifazana abanye, mebona ufulfilled, self-actualized, and the self-worth yakho i-tip-top, baye bathathe i-offense to that. Ebesethi, yazona kusenzikhathi khona into ebuhlungu oyuyenza. Ukhona engicela ukukhuza kona, ubuyikhombisa ukuthi angithandi. Sengenzeni na nje. Indlela obehave ngayo futhi lento yenza kakhulu uma kukhona abangani bami. Yini indaba wenze nje, Vanessa? Kuthi uma kufika abangani bakhe waba welcome, wabahlalisa phansi, wasuyabuza ukuthi what can I serve you guys? Ngizonishiya noda kodwa nosisi, but I just wanted to feel welcome at home. Bese accuse ukuphapha, ubucabanga ukugijima uyobuza abangani bami ukuthi yini indaba abayifuna.
Why are we like this though?
Low self-esteem, lack of validation, and your favorite,
which is what? Narcissism.
ambivalent attachment.
Of
yes.
course.
Yeah.
Gotta love it. So, Ndabe, I wanted to take a quick music, literally a quick musical break, but when we come back, I want to touch on a couple of things with this neediness topic. One, you've mentioned kind of the classic signs that we show up in our lives if we are needy. I want us to talk about the other side of that, because everything comes from somewhere, right?
Definitely, yes.
And so I want us to talk about more on that. Obviously, what has caused this void that we are trying to fill now with this neediness? So how can we look at ourselves, Ndabe, and look and say, okay, am I needy? Simple.
Yes. It's when you lose the sense of self, when you can't live without your partner, when your statements are self-destruct.
Like what?
What will I be without you?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yes. It's Alpinda. And it's a lie, by the way. Where were you? I wonder whether you are when leading my relationships.
Just on time, usually, but it's okay.
Yeah, UGIT value in relationship at any given time, but people exaggerate. And yet, in terms of guilt of being too prosaic and too poetic about these relationships, as a result, we end up with the delusions of grandeur about real life. Instead of confronting a relationship, we confront it when I need to stay in your state of mind. Excessive texting could be an indication that you are actually needing a relationship. Texting and
calls and everything
all the time. How are you, babes? Don't you think you're ghosting me? Vanessa makes people aware of certain things. People are now using those terms against themselves in a very, very unkind way. Now, when you look about needy, getting money relationship or anger now trouble, we are Muslim. Just trying to say, hey, oh, I think you're so needy. Whereas the poor guy is just being concerned and being loving.
But that's what I worry about. That's why I said I wanted to look at the other side of neediness, is that the fine line is very fine.
Very thin. It's very, very thin.
Because here's
very
the thing
thin,
that
yes.
I don't want us to do is to negate some genuine expectations of what a relationship is supposed to bring both the man and the woman, or if you're in a same-sex relationship, the other partner. There are genuine kind of commitments that you make to support each other and to be there for each other and to build each other that are genuine. They're not part of the neediness thing. So how do we discern?
You see, you got to create what I call an emotional membrane and a self-navigation. Are you modality of feeling? Are you healed? As a narcissism in you? Because I'm a narcissist. They use neediness for their advantage because they can bring you to your knees, your neediness. But Vanessa, there's something I like. Morning, love, how are you? I'm okay, have a great day. See you later or talk to you later. I've got a busy day today. That statement, Umina, is enough. It can take you to 6 o'clock. Akufanele ukuthi mina bese kulongumba ngkopolota ngeexcavator trying to find out what's going
on. Ngkopolota.
No, so yeah. Irritated, Vanessa, no matter how much I love you. At least at 6 o'clock, babes, hope you're... I heard there was an accident on the N3. Hope you're okay. Sanka deal in jail. So, but on a Friday. And you know, Vanessa, go wrong in Mark Pedro 2 days in Kulum.
Yeah.
Go wrong. You know, I know what to go wrong. Mark Pedro 2 days in a phone, Lanis and a text, and in a Kulum. You can't have any neediness that comes into the space.
2 days?
Yeah.
Can't go in Zwanla.
See, we relationship. I would you young quality, we young ownish. Vanessa, Machiavellians do that in order to exert their control upon you.
They do what?
They would actually sabotage your existence in their presence by suffocating you with a text. Deliberate. Gishanga minish. Number 5, 5, 6. I'm meaningless. I'm meaningless.
The forum. Hey, crush all over. Unjani, crush it. So, this is anonymous from somewhere because uzongizwa lo muntu lalelivuma nale emsebenzini ne PMB. Yeah, ne? Ngitsi mina hayi no sisivi. Eyizo lento neshona no Pundabe lapho. Hey, yeah, ne? Nami ngingizwa sometimes amagama sayibhe bavuphaphile yazi. Yaphapha baby yazi avuphaphile. I nami ngisuke ngazi ukusebenza njani, but then yeah lowoni kuma nami ngithole izingizi ngithi oh and then oh okay nah, sorry babe yeah ne anonymous though from somewhere yeah ne sharp crush it mfethu
away my brother away. Okay, so ukhuluma ngalokho ukuthi mhlawumbe udali wakhe uyaphapha. So
yeah, I feel udali wakhe is controlling. This is what I call
who is controlling, the guy or the girl?
Usis.
Why? Because she's happy.
Oh, no, no, we are no control of
this. I understood what you say so popular, and then maybe I'm wrong.
No, I think he's a bit controlling. Man, come on, let the woman be happy, express her desire.
Oh, in the next hour, I really want us to get into that. But what is that? That. But I mind. I'm telling my questions and my comments.
Someone says, V, nobody, Dabi. Love the show, love everything about the show. Quick point to put in the best I faga about umuntu needy. I think my partner is needy and jealous kakhulu and leyo nto mina singenze ngazizwa njengomuntu ongazothi manje I'm in prison because of him. I have to video call la engikhona. I have to video call meeting bengiphume meeting nje. I have to video call uthanda ukungcontroller in a way that sengize ngadecide ukuthi what's best for me ukuthi each and everywhere la ngiyakhona nangu akabe khona for me to have peace of mind ngoba even his friends do say I chamfethu umcontroller kakhulu umuntu esifazane angina space nje for myself sokuthi ngibe imina ngoba ubethu even nisho ne dress code he had an issue with my dress code. So now I have taken to a point there and ngesekuveza ngathi yazi ukuthini whatever makes me happy will go through ukuthi yena ufila kanjani and ukuthi i anger yakhe ingakanani afterwards. I have a me time manje sengivese ngaba ne me time. Thank you.
Girl's taken back her life, but wow, when we start talking about dress code,
anti-sex equation. Anti-sex equation.
What does that mean quickly?
Controlling your sexuality and how you dress and how you look. That's dangerous.
Why ngoba usaba ukuthi?
Usaba ukuthi maybe other people are admiring what he has.
That should be a good thing. Why don't people see that as a good thing if they trust you?
No, Vanessa, but
they don't trust you.
Yeah, it has a little bit of psychopathic tendencies of wanting to control existence of new one.
Vanessa, if you're in a relationship, look at my person.
If you're in a relationship with me, Vanessa, you should not forfeit your sense of independence, your autonomy, and self-determination.
At least this has decided to take back her own life and see what. Let's take
in fact, she must seize back her own life.
Take it back in Kani.
Yeah, in Kani, manje ne relationship back. Yeah.
All right. Here's another voice note.
Lapha kwistudio crush your lover nayo crush your gogo. Ngiyamphuza lo mbuzo nje. Now as a man, when I get into a romantic relationship, one of the things I look for the most is the reciprocation of energy. I like to see the energy I pour back to somebody back to me. I like to see love, not just hear declarations, but I want to see it. I want to be born from actions. I wouldn't say I demand it, but if I don't see it, I don't feel love. I don't recognize that love where action and reciprocation of energy is not there. Now, could this be a form of neediness as well? And if it is, how does one overcome this? Because for me, it's a deal breaker. Yaphela the relationship, energy, the love language is not, you know, aligning to mine. You know, of course, I don't force it, but I yeah, express alone. I make it known. Even on a date, and this is my love language, you know. So what could this be?
How altruistic. I love it. So
irreciprocity, Vanessa, requires people to be invested in a relationship. If you put a show with he's properly aligned and he's in this relationship with a lot of present moment equation. No sisi is doing that, then the relationship is fair. But if Guyana who's giving and giving and not getting anything back, then he's in a wrong relationship.
Yeah.
Reciprocity in relationships is very difficult.
That should be a topic on its own because it's a number one. For me, number one priority thing that needs to happen. Otherwise, you can go jump.
You can go jump this. That's it.
Till noon with Vanessa Marawa, Monday to Friday at 9 a.m. till 12 p.m.